It's Okay to Manage Your Boss. Author, Bruce Toggin. Refuse to be undermanaged. In organizations across all industries, and at all levels of organizations, there is a shocking and profound epidemic of what I call undermanagement, the opposite of micromanagement. The vast majority of supervisory relationships between employees and their bosses lack the day-to-day engagement necessary to consistently maintain the very basics of management: clear expectations, necessary resources, real performance tracking, and fair credit and reward. So, who is responsible for this undermanagement epidemic? Here are the top 7 reasons why they undermanage and how that affects you directly. They are afraid of micromanaging. They are afraid of being unfair by not treating all employees the same. They are afraid of being perceived as a jerk and want to be seen as nice. They are afraid of having difficult confrontations with employees. They are afraid of breaking organizational rules and procedures and feel constrained by bureaucratic red tape. They are natural leaders, but not very good at managing. They feel like they don't have enough time to spend managing you. When they undermanage, you pay the price. Whatever is behind your boss's undermanagement tendencies, and despite the lack of management support you receive, you are still expected to meet today's higher expectations on the job. You are under pressure. You're expected to work longer, harder, smarter, faster, and better. Bad advice for managing your boss. Some experts offer advice for dealing with incompetent bosses or bullies, but they fail to see that, unless you've been managing your boss closely, then you don't even know if you are dealing with an incompetent one or a bully. Other experts suggest you cater to your boss and follow him or her up the ladder. But this approach is stuck in the outmoded view that supervisory relationships are simple, fixed, long-term, and hierarchical. The reality is this: in order to be a high performer in today's workplace, you need bosses who are strong and highly engaged. The only problem is that you are the only one who you can control. If you are a high performer, then your boss shouldn't tell you how to do your job. No matter how good you may be at your job, everybody needs guidance, direction, and support in order to succeed. You don't want to waste your valuable time and energy doing the wrong things or doing the right things the wrong way, right? In order to be creative at work, you need to be left to do things your own way. If you really want to be creative at work, the first thing you need to know is exactly what is up to you and what is not. So much of what gets done at work is simply not up to you. If someone else is getting special treatment, then you should too. And then figure out exactly what that person did to earn the special treatment. If your coworkers are receiving rewards that you're not getting, take that as a big reality check. Making friends with your boss is smart workplace politics. The smartest workplace politics is to keep your work relationships focused on the work. The first person you have to manage every day is yourself. The first person you have to manage every day is you. You want to be in a strong position at work. You want to take charge of your role in every relationship with your boss. It's just that there are so many factors beyond your control at work. Be a problem solver, not a complainer. No matter how great your work, your colleagues, or your organization may be, problems are a part of everyday reality in every workplace. When I say be a problem solver, this is what I mean. First, decide whether the problem is an emergency. Second, if you have determined the problem is not an emergency, then decide whether you can fix it and create a plan for solving it. Third, take your plan to fix the problem to your boss or the responsible person. Anticipate and avoid problems. The real trick is learning to anticipate and avoid one problem after another. That requires judgment. Good judgment is the ability to see the connection between cause and effect. When, how often, and for how long. How often you should meet with your boss depends partly on the nature of work you are engaged in with each of them. How often you should meet with a particular manager will also be determined by his or her particular style and preference, and also by what works for you. What should you talk about in one-on-ones? The fundamental goal of one-on-one meetings is to communicate with your boss about what the work you are doing for him or her. Over time, you and your boss will use your growing knowledge of each other during each conversation. Maintain an ongoing dialogue with every boss about 4 management basics. 1. What is expected of you? 2. The resources you need to meet those expectations. 3. Honest feedback on your performance and guidance, and how to adjust as necessary. 4. What credit and reward you will earn for your hard work. Earn more rewards by doing more work, faster, and better. When it comes to how employees are rewarded, every company is different. That can make it hard for you to figure out how to earn more rewards for your hard work. The truth that everybody knows but nobody likes to acknowledge is that one high-performing employee is worth more to the business than three or four mediocre employees. If you're one of those high-performing employees, you already know that. If not, you should learn that truth and become one. What if your boss really is a jerk? Let's consider these types of jerk boss behaviors and how to apply to each type the withering medicine of rationality, orderliness, and professionalism. Jerk boss scenario 1. The boss lets small problems slide, but then comes down like a ton of bricks when one of those small problems gets out of control and causes real damage and cost. This is the single most common jerk boss scenario. How does this scenario occur? Instead of engaging in regular and consistent problem solving, this boss considers conversations about problems difficult and tends to avoid them. What can you do to help your boss avoid this jerk boss scenario? Every step of the way, keep your eyes out for problems of any kind related to your own work and everything that might affect your work. Talk through your work in detail with your boss. Ask your boss for clear, honest feedback about every aspect of your performance. Jerk boss scenario 2. The boss imposes his obsessive-compulsive preferences on you, even though there is no clear business reason. This occurs when the boss is focused on appeasing his own anxiety rather than facilitating your successful completion of the work. What makes the behavior jerk bossy is when the boss insists on imposing idiosyncratic choices for personal rather than business reasons. The problem is that you will usually have a very hard time making that determination. What can you do to help your boss avoid this jerk boss scenario? Every step of the way, work with your boss to spell out the parameters of every task, responsibility, and project you are doing. Sketch out a project plan, a schedule of deliverables, all the specifications, a step-by-step plan of action. This approach should keep your boss's anxiety at bay and give him increasing trust in you and your work. Jerk boss scenario 3. Your boss starts treating you like a beck and call assistant. This is the boss who never gives you your own tasks and responsibility, but rather keeps you around for one tiny errand at a time. Whenever you're within reach of this boss, you begin to feel like a marionette, being pulled this way and being pushed. What can you do to help your boss avoid this jerk boss scenario? Every step of the way, try to get your boss to give you as many different to-do items as possible in each individual interaction. Your goal is to get her to give you lists of to-do items and larger, more complex tasks so that you have longer and longer time frames in which you can work independently. Start here. Maybe you have become inspired to take responsibility for your role and your conduct in every single management relationship. You are making real changes that you are managing every boss more closely for a while.